Such a wonderful opportunity to be here Saturday night, getting ready to come into start celebrating our feast day, Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. We're still in our days of grace. I tell you, He's good. Yahweh is so good to us, man. He cares so much about us and loves us so much. You know, you don't feel like you give back enough. No matter what you do, you always feel like He's coming up on the short end of the stick every time. And I guess that's a good thing that you feel that way, because when you start feeling another way that you're giving Him enough is when you get yourself in trouble. And this is the Three Pilgrims Feast. This is one of the Three Pilgrims Feasts that we have. It's the first one that we celebrate is Pesach, which is Passover. Then we go into Shavuot and the weeks or Pentecost. And then here we are in Sukkot, it's Tabernacles. You know, one day He's going to tabernacle with us. And I tell you, what a day that's going to be. I can't wait. Excited about that day. But before I go into touching on Sukkot a little bit, see this right here? I was studying today and I came across this. You know, because we're in our 5 days of grace. And it's going to end tomorrow evening, because tomorrow evening is when we kick off Sukkot for 7 days. And I thought this was pretty interesting. It says, days of grace, an extension of the time originally scheduled for the performance of an act, such as a payment for a debt, granted merrily, I don't know why I'm reading over there, as a gratuitous favor by the person to whom the performance is owed. Wow. I had to highlight it, because I was like, man, that's a powerful little statement. Because we just got through with Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And you know, what performance, who's that performance is owed to? To the Father. Because He paid a debt that we could never, man could never ever pay. Could never ever pay. Grace is awarded to you so we can get another chance to obey. Obedience. Compliance with an order, request, or submission to another's authority. And that's all He wants, is us to obey Him. To submit to His authority. That's the key. Submit. Be willing to submit to whatever His word says. That's what we're going to do, and that's what we're going to follow. And in Deuteronomy 26, 16 through 18, it says, this day Yahweh thy Elohim had commanded thee to do these statutes and judgments. Thou shalt therefore keep and do them with all thine heart and with all thy soul. Thou hast avouched Yahweh this day to be thy Elohim, and to walk in His ways, and to keep His statutes and His commandments and His judgments, and hearken unto His voice. And Yahweh had avouched thee this day to be His peculiar people, as He had promised thee, and that thou shouldest keep all His commandments. To be His peculiar people, we have to obey. We have to be obedient to whatever His word says. Deuteronomy 28:1, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of Yahweh thy Elohim, to observe, to do all His commandments which I command thee this day, that Yahweh thy Elohim will set thee on a high above all nations of the earth. all this comes from obedience, just to obey. This is what He'll do for us. Grace is the only way you get to start over. Wow. I thank him for that grace, because I tell you, I was in a rut if it wouldn't be for grace. I was in a tight situation, a bad situation. But thank God for his grace. The feasts are described as signs and appointed times. And we see this in Exodus 31, 12 through 13, in Leviticus 23, 1 through 2. Signs and appointed times. Exodus 31, 12 through 13. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily, my Sabbaths ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am Yahweh that doeth sanctify you. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto... I forgot what... Leviticus 23, 1 through 2. I didn't put it in there. This is Leviticus 23, 1 through 2. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feasts of Yahweh, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. Not man's feasts, not the Jews' feasts, the Yahweh's feasts. Sukkot. This is what we getting ready to start celebrating. Joyous time, says in the scriptures, to be happy, to eat plenty, and to be happy, joy. That's what Sukkot represents. The Feast of Tabernacles. Signs are a visible or present assurance of a future promise, while appointed times, mode, this is where we get the word, the moed, designate specific events ordained by God in the fulfillment of his prophetic plan. Designated events ordained by God in the fulfillment of his prophetic plan. These days that we celebrate are ordained by him, and it's going to be fulfilled. These last three feast days that we celebrate, this is ending in the year right here with Sukkot. The three that we done did, Sukkot, the Atonement, Yom Kippur, and Yom Teruah, the Feast of Trumpets, haven't been fulfilled yet. But we read throughout all the scriptures, it will be. Listen, if he's batting 100 already for the first four, I don't see him striking out or swinging at a ball, using the baseball term because I love baseball, for these next three. He's gonna hit them out the park. Absolutely going to hit them out the park. Isaiah 46, 9 through 10. Remember the former things of old, for I am El. What former things is he talking about? And there is none else. I am Elohim, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, Sukkot, Yom Teruah, Yom Kippur, not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Remember the former things of old. Remember what I done did already. Don't forget. I done them. But declaring the end from the beginning, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Sukkot, Hebrew. Sukkot, commonly translated as Feast of Tabernacles or Feast of Ingathering. And that's the stuff. I mean, I didn't even add this Feast of Ingathering into it, but, I mean, it's so much. It's really, we're going to be talking about this till he returns. because you're always going to find something you can add. Traditional Ashkenazi, pronunciation Sukkos or Sukkos, literally Feast of Booths. Yahweh outlines his instructions about this feast three times. Leviticus 23, 33 through 44, Numbers 29, 12, and Deuteronomy 16, 13 through 17. And I found it very interesting that he says he outlined his instructions about this feast three times. And I'm going to show you, there's a scripture in Romans that I tell you. The enemies think he's slick. He really, really is think he's slick and he's smart. He tries to twist stuff and try to change dates on you. But Yahweh is, I tell you, he's incredible, incredible. So Leviticus 23, 33 through 44, Numbers 12, and Deuteronomy 16, 13 through 17. Right here, 1 Kings 12 through 32. This is the scripture. And Jeroboam ordained a feast in the 8th month, on the 15th day of the month, like unto the feast that is in Judah. And he offered upon the altar, so did he Bethel, sacrificing unto calves that he had made. Man-made. And he placed in Bethel the priests of the high places which he had made. That's why. That's why he mentions it three different times. Because of this. Notice, he ordained a feast in the 8th month. When do we celebrate Sukkot? The 7th month. Notice, I tell you, he's slick. Just a month off. A month ain't far. A month is right. You're blinking, a month's gone. That quick. On the 15th day of the same month. But look, offered unto altar. So he did in Bethel, sacrificing unto the calf. That's not what Yahweh says. Sacrifices unto me, not unto calves. Not these man-mades. I thank Yahweh so much for opening up our understanding to get away from these man-made holidays and to do his holidays. It's so powerful. It's an amazing thing to know that we celebrate his days that he tells us to celebrate, not these man-made days no more. I tell you, I'm so thankful for that. So thankful. Leviticus 23, 33 through 44. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of the 7th month. Notice Yahweh. Listen, 15th day of the 7th month shall be the feast of tabernacles for 7 days unto Yahweh. On the first day shall be an holy convocation. Ye shall do no civil work therein. 7 days ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. On the 8th day shall be an holy convocation unto you. An offering unto who though? Yahweh. Not to a calf. And ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. It is a solemn assembly, and ye shall do no civil work therein. These are the feasts of Yahweh, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, to offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh, a burnt offering, and a meat offering, a sacrifice, a drink offering, everything upon this day. Beside the Sabbaths of Yahweh, and beside your gifts, and beside all your vows, and beside all your freewill offerings which ye give unto Yahweh. Verse 39, also in the 15th day of the 7th month, when ye have gathered in the fruit of the land, ye shall keep a feast unto Yahweh 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the 8th day shall be a Sabbath. And ye shall take you on the first day the boles of goodly trees. He even tells you how to decorate this thing. Of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and the boles of thick trees, and willows of the brook. And ye shall rejoice before Yahweh your Elohim 7 days. 7 days of rejoicing is coming. Starting tomorrow. Tonight, let's just be dwelling on that. Be ready to come tomorrow. Even though it's starting tomorrow evening, but let's just bring them just abundance of rejoicing in the morning. Ready to rejoice. And ye shall keep it a feast unto Yahweh 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. Ye shall celebrate it in the 7th month. Listen, you rejoice when you know what he's done for you. When he the provision he made for you. 7 days is not enough to rejoice. 7 days is not enough. 41, and ye shall keep it. I don't know if I read that one. Ye shall keep it a feast unto Yahweh 7 days in a year. It shall be a statute forever in your generation. Ye shall celebrate it in the 7th month. 7 days in a year, that's all he asks. He's incredible. Ye shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh your Elohim. And Moses declared unto the children of Israel the feast of Yahweh. That's why they was rejoicing. Because he brought them out of the land of Egypt. Deuteronomy 16, 13 through 17. Thou shalt observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days. After that thou hast gathered in thy corn and thy wine. And thou shalt rejoice in thy feast, thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy maidservant and thy manservant and thy maidservant and the Levite, the stranger and the fatherless and the widow that are within thy gates. Notice how he's always saying, rejoice. Thou shalt rejoice. Thou shalt rejoice in this feast. 7 days shalt thou keep a solemn feast unto Yahweh thy Elohim, in the place which Yahweh shall choose, because Yahweh thy Elohim shall bless thee in all thine increase, and in all thy works of thine hands. Therefore thou shalt surely rejoice. Listen, because Yahweh, when we obey in obedience, because Yahweh thy Elohim shall bless thee in all thine increase and in all the works of thine hands. I don't know about you, but that's what I want. I want everything my hands touch to be blessed. Everything that I own, all my increases to be blessed. But I also got to know that is nothing that I did to get these blessings. It's only because of him that I received these blessings. Verse 16, 3 times in a year shall all thy males appear before Yahweh thy Elohim in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles. And they shall not appear before Yahweh empty-handed. Empty. Every man shall give as he is able according to the blessings of Yahweh, thy Elohim, which he had given thee. So, you know, when we come here, it shouldn't be coming empty-handed. We should be giving him something. If he's blessed us all year long, we should be giving something back to him to show our appreciation for all the blessings that he's been giving us. It tells us not to appear empty-handed. Shouldn't be coming empty-handed. Numbers 29:12. I just took out this one verse. I know I had just 29 in there, but it says on the 15th day. I'm just highlighting, showing that how he 3 times before that king's account, how he mentioned this. On the 15th day of the 7th month, ye shall have an holy convocation. Ye shall do no silver work, and ye shall keep a feast unto Yahweh 7 days. And if you keep reading this in this 29 from 12 on, you know, it tells you each day what they had to do, what animal they had to bring before him. They couldn't just bring any animal. Day one, day two, it lists every animal, you know, of what they had to bring for him on these holy convocation on this feast day. Romans 9:4. I put this in there because, you know, you hear it so often. It's Jews' feast. It's not our feast. Or, you know, it's for the Israelites. You know, it's not us. But listen, this is where we've been grafted in at. It says Romans 9:4. Who are Israelites? Listen to Paul. Who are Israelites? To whom? He asks a question, then he answers it. To whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of Elohim and the promises? So, yes, that is us. If we do these things that he listed, if we adopt the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of Elohim and the promises. Yeshua celebrates the Feast of Tabernacles, John 7, 1 through 11. We see even after, this is in the New Testament, you know, supposed to be done away with. We ain't supposed to have to keep these no more. But Yeshua kept them. His disciples kept them. After these things, Yeshua walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Jewry, because the Jews sought to kill him. Now the Jews' Feast of Tabernacles was at hand. His brethren therefore said unto him, depart hence and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world. For neither did his brethren believe in him. It's kind of strange. For neither did his brethren believe in him. Then Yeshua said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but me. It hated, because I testify of it, that the works thereof are evil. Verse 8, go ye up unto the feast. I go not up yet unto this feast, for my time is not yet full come. When he had said these words unto them, he abode still in Galilee. He stayed back. He sent them, he stayed back. But when his brethren were gone up, then went he also up into the feast, not openly, but as it were in secret. Then the Jews sought him at the feast and said, where is he? They knew he was supposed to be there. They probably knew he was coming. They were just wondering where he's at. What's his delay? Why is he staying back? Because he kept the feast. He kept them. This Psalms 118, 1 through 29, after studying it, I can promise you, this is something that wherever we at Sukkotan, if I'm there for seven, whoever house, we're going to read this, because that's, it tells us to. This is so powerful, this Psalms 118, 1 through 29. Because why? Because it's a time of rejoicing. We're supposed to be rejoicing for 7 days. Psalms 118, 1 through 29. Oh, give thanks unto Yahweh, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear Yahweh say that his mercy endureth forever. I call upon Yah in distress. Yah, answer me and set me in a large place. Yahweh is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? This is a chapter to be rejoicing over, I'm telling you. Yahweh taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. I love this one right here. It is better to trust in Yahweh than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in Yahweh than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of Yahweh will I destroy them. They compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of Yahweh I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees. And you know, I thought when I was reading this, I thought about when I first, I worked with Mega for a little while. This was probably one of the many times that I went back to work for him. Anyway, we was doing a job over at Kelkai and Maverick. My brother-in-law had just got out of school and it was working with his dad. And we was doing a demolition on some old pipe and they had some bees in one of these pipes. It's funny. You know, it's funny when it's not you being attacked by bees. Because if you ever been encompassed by bees, that's not a good feeling. And I tell you, it was like four or five of them. And Mav's a big old dude. He's kind of nice size. And he was running them bees. We was killing ourselves laughing. It was so funny. But to him, it wasn't funny because he was the one getting stung. You know, it hurts. It hurts. But listen, it says, they compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of Yahweh, I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but Yahweh helped me. Yahweh is my strength and song, and is become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of Yahweh doeth valiantly. The right hand of Yahweh is exalted. The right hand of Yahweh doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of Yah. Yah had chastened me sore, but he had not given me over unto death. Yah had chastened me sore. He chastened those who he loved. But he had not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go unto them, and I will praise Yah. This gate of Yahweh, unto which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused to become, is become the headstone of the corner. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is Yahweh's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which Yahweh had made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. You just find scripture after scripture telling you, rejoice, rejoice in this time. Save now, I beseech thee, O Yahweh. O Yahweh, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of Yahweh. We have blessed you out of the house of Yahweh. El is Yahweh, which had shewed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my El, and I will praise thee. Thou art my Elohim, and I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto Yahweh, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. That's a powerful, powerful chapter, I'm telling you. Just read it for 7 days. Just try it. For this 7 days of Sukkot, make it a point to read it every day. Morning, evening, middle of the day. If it comes to mind, just try your hardest to read that every day. And let it minister to you, because I'm telling you, Talk about get your praise on after you read this a couple times for 7 days. Oh, yeah. Sukkot, or the Feast of Tabernacles, begins 5 days after Yom Kippur. It's a harvest celebration that was the inspiration for the American Thanksgiving Day. It began as a seven-day feast when all the tithes the Israelites had set aside during the year were brought to Jerusalem for a joyous time of national celebration and thanksgiving for the Yahweh's bountiful provision. For 7 days, wherever you went, there was an air of joy and festivity as the people remembered their provider and gave thanks. And this is what we get to celebrate. For the same reasons, the same facts, you know, to remember our provider and give thanks. Because he made a way where there seemed to be none. He made a way to where it seemed impossible. He provided that way. He provided us eternal life by giving us his only son. That's incredible. Incredible. Deuteronomy 14, 26 through 22. Thou shalt truly tithe all the increase of thy seed that the field bringeth forth year by year. And thou shalt eat before Yahweh thy Elohim in the place which he shall choose to place in his name there. The tithe of thy corn, of thy wine, and of thine all, and the first fillings of thy herds and of thy flocks, that thou mayest learn to fear Yahweh thy Elohim always. And if the way be too long for thee, so that thou art not able to carry it, or if the place be too far from thee, which Yahweh thy Elohim shall choose to set his name there, when Yahweh thy Elohim had blessed thee, then shalt thou turn it into money, and bind up the money in thy hand, and shall go unto the place which Yahweh thy Elohim shall choose. And thou shalt bestow that money for whatsoever thy soul lusteth after, for oxen, or for sheep, or for wine, or for strong drink, or for whatsoever thy soul desireth. And thou shalt eat there before Yahweh thy Elohim, and thou shalt rejoice, thou and thine household. Historically, the Feast of Tabernacles commemorates the time of God's dwelling with the Israelites in the wilderness after the Exodus from Egypt. Its prophetic fulfillment comes in the millennium when the Lord will once again dwell among his people with the church in New Jerusalem, Revelations 21, and with Israel in the promised land, Ezekiel 43:7. From that time forward, the holy city on earth will be called Jehovah Shama, which means the Lord is there, Isaiah 62:2 and Ezekiel 48:35. The glorious thing about Sukkot is that it also points towards Yahweh's desire to dwell with his people. His spirit now lives in tabernacles in our lives if we invite him in. Revelations 21, 1 through 7. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from Elohim out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of Elohim is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And Yahweh himself shall be with them and be their Elohim. And Yahweh himself. And Elohim shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. These words are true and faithful. You talking about some rejoicing. To wipe away all the tears, no more debt, no more sorrow, no more pain. That's got to be, no more pain, it's got to be some rejoicing for the elder folks. I mean, I'm not there yet. I don't ache as bad. I know, you know, hey, keep waking up and I'll get there. But to know that there won't be no more pain, oh, man. And physical pain, pain in your heart for sorrow, from, you know, a loved one passing, all that. Said these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Freely he's going to give it to you. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his Elohim, and he shall be my son. Thank you, Father. A little further down, same chapter, just a couple verses over, 22, verse 22 through 27, same chapter. And I saw no temple therein. No temple where? In this new Jerusalem. Ain't going to need no need for no temple. For Yahweh El Shaddai and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of Elohim did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and their honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day. For there shall be no night there, and they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh it a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. We have each come a long way. And been on an adventurous journey like the Israelites. It's a good time to reflect on Yahweh's goodness and provision along the way, and to remember how he brought us through the difficult times, the desires in our lives. Not just the Israelites. We have each come a long way. I know we can each tell a story. I mean, we each got a testimony. That he provided his goodness and provision along the way. To remember, we ought to remember that it was him who brought us through the difficult times. Let me tell you, the deserts in our lives, difficult times and deserts in my life, it's amazing what he did for me. I tell you, you know, when I put this up, you know, you remember the word that came to the church, and yours in particular, when he says, you know, that's why the enemy sought to destroy your very life. If that right there ain't enough for me to serve him the rest of my life, then I don't know, something's wrong with me. Something's wrong, because he brought me through the difficult times in the deserts in my life. Difficult times, horrible times, horrible. Revelation 3, 20 through 22. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Listen to what, this is Yeshua. Listen to what Yeshua said. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. He wants to tabernacle with me. I will come in. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and sat and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the assemblies. He says, I'm standing at the door, I'm knocking. Or hear my voice and let me in. Willingly let me in. I'm here. I'm right here. 1 John 1, 1 through 4. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and shew it unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. He was here. He was here, right here on this earth with us. Is what John's saying. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Yeshua Messiah. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Zechariah 2, 10 through 11, 10 and 11. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for lo, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, saith Yahweh. And many nations shall be joined to Yahweh in that day, and shall be my people, and I will dwell, I will tabernacle in the midst of thee, and thou shalt know that Yahweh of hosts has sent me unto thee. It says, sing and rejoice. Sukkot also points prophetically towards Yeshua's second coming and the ultimate end of all things, when Yahweh will dwell among us and we will live with him forever. What a reason to rejoice. This is what this week is about. What a reason to rejoice, to know that in his second coming, and that Yahweh is going to dwell among us. We get to see that face to face. That's what we're working towards. This is a reason to rejoice. This time right here coming, I tell you. That's, you read it. You see it all over in the scripture. This is what it's about. Rejoice, be happy. It's for what's about to happen, for what it's about to, this is what he's about to fulfill. It's going to happen. This is a happy time. And that's all I had on Sukkot. Be ready to come tomorrow morning. Be ready to come to rejoice. Be happy about what's about to take place. You know, and for 7 days, we're about to feast. That's a lot of eating. I just got on this little carb diet because my suits was getting kind of tight, and I ain't about to go buy 40 new ones. There's no will in this earth. Well, my wife would kill me anyway if I try it. So the safest thing was for me to do a carb diet. But, man, feast here, it's going to be tough. I'm going to fail. I know I will. It ain't going to work. But, yeah, I'll repent after. But anyway. Hey, this week, let's be happy all week long. And don't forget, let's read that Psalm 118. Make it a point to try to read it every day, I'm telling you. And watch. Watch how real it comes to you. You're going to rejoice after reading that. And just, you know, Sukkot, thank him for the provision he made. He's an amazing father. I tell you, I love him and appreciate him. Anybody, anything else? Everybody's good. You're dismissed. And I'll see y'all tomorrow morning.